Now that Donald Trump's last two GOP rivals have dropped out, Republicans in the Northwest are realigning. Oregon and Washington have presidential primaries this month. Campaign appearances in the Northwest for Ted Cruz and John Kasich had just been announced Tuesday. The Cruz events were quickly canceled. It's all left supporters of Trump's former competitors wondering what's next. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
If you tuned in to Portland talk show host Lars Larson's show Wednesday afternoon, you may have heard this ad.
He lived a hard scrabble life in a rusty steel town. John Kasich never gives up.
But just an hour later, Kasich did give up. The Ohio governor pulled the plug on his presidential campaign. It came less than 24 hours after Senator Ted Cruz did the same. The news didn't faze the host of the Lars Larson show. He endorsed Trump 2 months ago.
When it comes to cutting business deals, I don't think anybody ever gets the better of a business deal with Donald Trump.
Of course, not all Oregon conservatives are in Trump's camp. Former GOP state lawmaker Bruce Starr served on John Kasich's Oregon leadership team. Starr says Kasich's decision to end his campaign came as a disappointment.
There's no question, from my perspective, that Governor Kasich's the best choice to be president of the United States. The only Republican candidate that beats Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head.
Starr says he won't rule out eventually throwing his support behind Donald Trump, who is assured of the GOP nomination by this point. But Starr says to get his support, the New York billionaire would have to surround himself with seasoned, high-quality advisors.
If he does that, not only can I see myself voting for him, but I see potentially other Republicans who, quite honestly, we're supporting other candidates. I can see them voting for him.
Kasich made news in Oregon last month when he and Ted Cruz announced a deal. Kasich's campaign pulled back in Indiana in exchange for Cruz stepping aside in Oregon and New Mexico. That didn't dampen the enthusiasm of Cruz supporters in Oregon, such as GOP State Representative Bill Post. But with Cruz's sudden departure from the race, Post knew it was time to act.
I decided it's something I have to do.
In a live internet broadcast, Post took a Ted Cruz campaign sign off his pickup truck.
Well, there it is. Another failed candidacy. Seems like I'm doing this all the time.
Post had been a supporter of Rick Perry until the former Texas governor dropped out. With his second choice also gone, Post told viewers he isn't on what he called the Trump train. But he said he was afraid that Republicans who dislike Trump won't vote at all and will therefore hurt GOP candidates in state and local races this fall.
If you are so angry at the Donald Trump nomination that it makes you stay home for all the other elections, you are worse than Donald Trump.
A poll of Republican voters in Oregon showed Trump easily outpacing Kasich and Cruz last month. But Oregon as a whole isn't likely to throw its support behind Trump in November. The last Republican to win the state's Electoral College votes was Ronald Reagan in 1984. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.